MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 14, 2025. The Newbury Fire Department responded to an early morning fire on Monday. Governor orders more background checks at shelters. Mix of sun and clouds, low 30s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:11 a.m. and 11:52 p.m. Newbury Fire Chief David Evans reports that the Newbury Fire Department responded to a fire early Monday morning at approximately 7:43 a.m. Newbury Fire was dispatched to 132 Orchard Street for reports of a fire in the home of an elderly female who was possibly trapped on the second floor. At the scene, crews from Newbury and Rowley Fire Departments entered the home to find a small fire in the second floor bathroom. The owner was on the first floor. The fire was quickly extinguished using a water can with minimal damage to the bathroom. Firefighters assisted the homeowner out of the home to an awaiting Newbury ambulance, where she was evaluated. She refused transport and was allowed back into the home after it was ventilated and metered for possible carbon monoxide. There were no injuries. The Healey administration has not been conducting criminal offender record information checks on asylum seekers and others staying in hotels and other homeless shelters. The Boston Globe reported Thursday, despite a directive last year, that migrants and others arriving at the facilities must be screened for criminal backgrounds. Healey said she only recently learned background checks were not being conducted at all of the sites, despite a surge of tens of thousands of migrants over the past 2 years that have overwhelmed the state's emergency shelter system. Healey said she has ordered expedited Corey background checks for all emergency shelter residents and tapped former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis to lead an independent review of the system to determine what other steps should be taken to keep criminals out of the facilities. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
North Shore Community College has announced the appointment of Christian Bednar as its new provost and chief academic officer. Bednar, who lives in Salem with his family, has been the interim assistant provost and CAO for the past 9 months. Since first joining NSCC in 2007, he has served as an adjunct and then full-time faculty member as an assistant dean and dean. And the City of Lynn will use a $200,000 grant from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission Community Mitigation Fund to install surveillance cameras, an initiative the police chief called a game changer in the department's efforts to solve and prevent criminal activity. There will be 35 cameras in fixed positions throughout the city, along with two portable units that can be temporarily deployed. The cameras will be clearly marked and mounted on traffic signals in heavily trafficked areas, according to Chief Chris Reddy. The locations have been determined using data analysis of crime and traffic patterns. In sports, in girls' high school hockey from last night, Marblehead beat Gloucester 3-1. Paige Waldman had two goals for Marblehead, and Scarlett Lee got the winning goal. Salem News Sports Editor Phil Stacy shared on his X account last night that former Salem High girls basketball coach Dennis Skeetis has passed away. Skeetis led Salem to 8 straight tournament appearances from 1996 to 2003. The Kipp girls basketball team edged Saugus 59-58 last night. Kipp was led by a 30-point performance from Trosky Pena. Tonight in boys' high school basketball, Salem plays at Swampscott, Danvers is at Peabody, and Lynn Classical travels crosstown to play Lynn English. In the pros, the Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins host Tampa Bay tonight, and the Celtics will play at the Raptors tomorrow night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.